Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with Ryan Spence. And the season gets underway this week. Midwestern State starts out on the road at Oklahoma Baptist in Shawnee on Thursday before the home opener against Wachita Baptist Sunday afternoon at Staying Park. And some of you had a chance to see the women this past Sunday at Staying Park in a day-night doubleheader. The women played two scrimmages on Sunday, one at 9 a.m., the other at 6 p.m. Taking the scrimmages that you've seen your team and the work leading up to this season opener on Thursday, what's your impression of the team you have put together?
I think the biggest thing we were trying to get out of this preseason is just to kind of evaluate what kind of depth we have in certain positions. And then, you know, again, you want to put yourself to set up to be able to get the most out of the most girls with regards to kind of minutes. But then also you've got the other side pulling on what's the best 11 look like, where they go in what areas, and then how can you maneuver the back end or the depth there. So that was kind of the big thing, was just evaluating the depth. And I think we saw, I think, what we need to see and things we can improve, but also areas maybe we thought we didn't think we were strong at that we were stronger at then.
Where are the areas you think you need to improve here before the conference season begins?
Just kind of seeing, I mean, everyone's got a, not plan, but like, okay, if you get an injury here, where do you adjust? If you have an injury here, do you move this player and stuff like that? So that's kind of what when we go through these games, we're seeing them where they're playing now, but also, you know, trying to figure out the best way to increase their value with regards to, you know, can this player play here and here in case. So, I think this year the competition and training has been great. The level, no matter what teams we set up in training, the levels are extremely competitive. And that's something I pride myself here, is like, it's fun, but it's fun to compete. Maybe other programs want to have fun and they do fun things. The girls know when they come here, it's like, look, you're going to compete. You're going to train. We're going to do well. We'll do fun things, of course, but competing needs to be why you chose to come here. And I mean, you can see it in training, like, it's good. And then when we got here in games, like, even if they have bad moments, the competing side of it doesn't change. And that's been a plus.
The LSC preseason poll came out last week. Midwestern State picked to finish second in the conference. You beat the number one team in the nation near the end of last season. I think there's high expectations for the Midwestern State women. Do you like those high expectations?
When you bring in new kids, they don't know necessarily. Kind of like the same thing when I was a player. You know, you have your traditions, you have your standards. The new ones come in and you always have to kind of reset things. So not yet. I don't think anything with stress or anything from that quite yet. It just maybe gives us a little bit of motivation to get in them a bit more in training. Like if you want to go where you want to go, you have to up this. Like, this isn't good enough. And so they've done a good job. The girls have done well. The second seeding, it just... I mean, they are what they are. The rankings really don't matter a whole bunch. You've got to start off good. If you don't start off good, the rankings mean nothing. So,
who are some of the newcomers that might make an impact on this team that Midwestern State fans should be aware of?
I think when you look at kind of the defensive half of it, you know, West Texas girl from Amarillo, Sophie Farrell, I think will be a big piece going in. She's an animal athletically.
So
play
a
few positions.
I did her bio just a week or so ago for the website, and it's funny that that's the first name you mentioned, because her resume is really impressive.
Yeah. She's played for kind of a, not saying she played for a bad club team, but she's from West Texas, so they don't have as much of that DFW or Austin or Houston or, you know, that pizzazz of a club team. So she was kind of under the radar. She's kind of a quiet kid anyway, I guess, in the recruiting process. So I think a lot of teams probably passed on her because of, I'll be honest, I don't know why.
And her sister's at West Texas, right?
Yep. And her sister's been there now. I think she's going into her last year. So,
and you got her, you got her from West Texas, but mm-hmm. She's right there under their nose in Amarillo.
Yep. She wanted to get a little bit away from home, which is nice. But yeah,
good decision.
I'm glad she's with us. But she'll be a decent one in the defending from the youngsters and the new ones. I think the attacking side of things, we brought in a couple, you know, we brought a few transfers in, a couple in the attacking mid position. I think Lexi Gonzalez will be a big piece going forward to help with those. You know, Nixley Munoz was big for us going forward. I think Lexi steps in and does just fine taking those opportunities. Couple at wide players that are coming in new. You got Ella Ella Adams, who came in from Southern Nazarene as a transfer. She's got an engine. The girl can run. She can go. Competes really well. Fits into kind of how we want to do things. And a youngster, Mackenzie Haley, playing out wide. She's a Denton kid. She's got a bit of that special ability where she can create something out of nothing.
I think anybody that was at the scrimmages on the exhibition matches on Sunday, I think she jumped out at them.
Yeah. Well, we've always been good in the attack, but it's just the depth of it. You know, when we make changes, do things shift a bit. But like, I think what we've seen this preseason is we've got 5, 6, 7 wingers that can come in and the level really, nothing really changes. And that's something I don't think I've had probably in the 8 years I've been here prior. It's just having a bit of depth in attacking positions where we can rotate, where they're not playing heavy minutes, they're playing shorter minutes and just getting more out of them in those minutes.
I was going to ask you, how does that change your approach, having that depth?
Just know that, like, we don't have to depend, especially early in the season, having to depend on maybe a Morgan or a Brinkley or Sloan Sullivan getting up there and playing 70, 80 minutes a game early on with this heat. Now we can give them their rest knowing the level's not going to drop. I think that's what the girls have created for us, and it's been nice.
I got to tell you, I was really impressed Sunday because especially the 6 o'clock game, it had to be 110 out on the pitch when you guys went out there. Yeah. But the girls, it's your fitness level's through the roof, it appears.
I think this is probably one of the more top to bottom fit teams we've had. And that's why every year you keep harping on come in fit, because I mean, now we start school today and there's no time to really do fitness anymore. Like it's hard. So that's why the leading up to preseason camp and then preseason is just, we got to get the grind in now. And then we got to kind of manage things from here out. So it's important.
Well, that kind of goes back to what you were talking about a moment ago. When you're recruiting, you're telling them to come to Midwestern State to compete.
Yeah.
If you're going to compete, you got to be fit. Those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah, we say at ID camps all the time when the parents ask questions, the kids ask, and I was like, look, the one thing you control is your fitness. If I'm a soccer coach having to do fitness, like that's not – I don't enjoy that part of the game. It's part of it, but that's not why I chose this profession, is to run you. So can control what you can control, which fitness is something you can control. So – this year, for the most part, the team, it's been better. The mindset for it's been good.
Well, let's talk about these games that are coming up. You've got Oklahoma Baptist. This is a team that traditionally has a pretty good program, though last year they missed their conference tournament. I know they're going to be anxious to get this season underway.
Yeah, Mike's done a good job over the years. He's been there for a while going there. I've not played a night game over there, which will be nice. So 7 p.m. kickoff will be good. It's a close trip, so it doesn't take a lot out of you physically. They're going to be rearing to kind of have a better season than they had last year. But no, I think this will be a good first game for us to go on the road and kind of see what we have.
I'm not asking you to reveal anything, but do you know you're starting 11 for that first game?
I don't think so. And I'm not saying that to hide it. I don't think I really know. We've got some changes we need to see about this week, what it looks like. I don't know the starting line.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. At this point, going through preseason, if you've got an 11 that's already solidified, I don't think that's a good thing for me, at least, because then that means that the next 5, 6 girls aren't doing enough to push. They are doing that now. So trying to figure out what the roles are is kind of what we have to do this week.
And then I know you're probably primarily focused on this game with Oklahoma Baptist, but the home opener is coming up Sunday afternoon. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Steng Park. You've got Wichita Baptist coming in. That was a memorable game you played with them last year. You came back to tie it late 2-2. They get the game winner almost in the last bit of action in the match.
Yeah, last year was a little sloppy. We weren't shy scoring goals, but we weren't getting many options to people to score, and yet they were getting a lot of goals on us. So that was, I mean, I think these three preseason games, I don't think East Central got a shot on goal. I think Emporia had one yesterday morning, and then yesterday afternoon I think they had two shots on goal, but they scored two of them.
I was going to say that they scored on both.
So that's the thing, is we're not going to give up many chances.
And that was kind of your MO at the end of last year.
Yeah. I mean, I think last year the only game we gave up more than 5 shots on goal was the first one against Southern Nass. So it's becoming, I think, what the girls like. They know they're not going to give up many chances. So they're just a bit more confident in decisions, which, again, just put away some of the goals, and then you know we're going to shut some teams down.
And it wouldn't be surprising for a Ryan Spence team, but is defense the strength of your team?
Not necessarily defense, but it's the team structure, I think, is what we try to relate to them. Because a forward is a defender when we don't have the ball. So that's what we teach them. There's no players that can take off plays. I mean, no one in our league is scoring 30 goals. And if you can score 30 goals, maybe we'll let you have a bit of that. You can walk around, do what you want to do. But that's probably never going to happen. So everyone defends. So it's a bit of a team concept of the pressing, the get back on defense, the get up and attack that I think – we're good at the defensive structure, I guess, not necessarily the individual defending things, but just where we are.
Also, you're, at least in what I've seen in the preseason, you're on the ball more than not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had with Lilia and Nixley Munoz leaving, the two attackers, Alimar Romano as well, a bit more direct mindset players. You know, we brought in three center mids that want the ball at their feet. And we got a couple more wingers who can get at you, so it'll make hopefully back lines drop in a bit more. But for the most part, just our hard part's got to figure out what combination of players work, because you can't just throw out your best 11 and think they're going to work together. So that'll be our trick as coaches, is figuring out what partnerships work.
It's funny you say that, because I think as fans, oftentimes we'll just say, just put your best 11 out there. Yeah. You're telling me that's not always the best strategy.
I mean, if you've got 11 girls that want to run, the game changed it. But if you got 11 girls that want the ball at their feet, that's also maybe not a good thing. So we got to, you know, finding those combination of who wants the ball at the feet, who are girls that can travel a bit more. And then it's all about kind of clicking.
I know we talked about the conference preseason poll where Midwestern State came out in that, and I'm not trying to put any stock in the preseason poll, but I am curious about getting your impressions of who are going to be the contenders in the LSC this year.
I mean, DBU is of course going to be up there. We got a few new coaches in the conference, which is nice. I've gotten to meet them all, most of them during the summer. Some pro, you know, Angelo State with a new coach, with Coach Irwin. Nuno's down in St. Ed's trying to revitalize. Turks in WT trying to revitalize West Texas, who's always been pretty good. So you don't really know, like, you know, 3, 4 through 10. No one knows probably what's going to happen, which is a good thing. I mean, it's nice.
It should be a really fun season. I've been telling people all summer long that I think Midwestern State women's soccer is in for a big season, and I'm anxious to get it started. And we'll be watching when you're playing at Oklahoma Baptist on the road. But we're really excited about the home opener on Sunday afternoon at 1:00.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. We'll talk to him every week on the Staying Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the Staying Gang podcast, and we'll see you at Staying Park Sunday afternoon at 1:00. I'm Pete Stein. So long.